walk in my shoes, do what I do, walk in my shoes, see where they take you, go where I go, know what I know, see what I see, understand me.
Hi kids from New Mexico, we are from Eugeneville Elementary School. We want to teach Albuquerque kids our perspective in history today. My name is Jorge Ruiz and our school is located in the South Broadway community. Our fifth grade class is bilingual and so we get to learn in Spanish and English. We study all subjects 50% in English and 50% in Spanish. It's pretty cool.
So what exactly is perspective? Well, perspective means an opinion or point of view. Did you know that everyone has their own unique perspective? Even history books. My classmates are going to present holidays that we've studied in the calendar year, like Labor Day, Mexican Independence Day, and Columbus Day.
Hi, my name is Victoria. So you may wonder, why is perspective important? Understanding different perspectives is important because we can discover new ways of thinking. For example, it reminds us that we cannot just pick one book from the library, because it is always true. We have to read lots of books and decide for our own selves whose version of history to believe. Everyone has a different perspective of history.
Hello, this is Urban. We use perspective every day. For example, in math, if someone doesn't understand a math concept, another friend in class can share their perspective and help them understand a different way of solving the problem.
Take a walk in someone else's shoes and try to understand another point of view. Look around and you will see many faces and different personalities. Why don't you try? Something to say, but couldn't get the words out. You'd feel sad, frustrated too. So much better with a friend helping you. So take a walk in somebody else's shoes.
Hi, my name is Jonathan. I'm gonna tell you about Labor Day. So when Miss Hawks asked us what we knew about Labor Day, we said we didn't know anything. We learned that here in the United States, we celebrate Labor Day on September 2nd, and that other countries celebrate Labor Day on May 1st. The history is that in 1886 in Chicago, thousands of people protested the poor working conditions in factories where they worked. On May 1st, the workers refused to go to work and went to strike. Hundreds of people were hurt by the police, and 3 days later, one policeman was dead. 6 people were accused and found guilty and executed by hanging, becoming martyrs of the protest. Many years later, the case reopened, and the judge found the 6 workers were innocent.
I'm Litzy, and I'm going to talk about the 2 perspectives of the protesters and the owners of the factories. So you may ask, why were they protesting? Well, from the perspective of the protesters, the people said, we want to work 8 hours only, we want to get paid more, we want to get breaks during our workday, and we are tired of being treated like slaves. And from the perspective of the owners of the factories, they believed that the protesters were being lazy, violent, and acting like wild animals. They believed that the workers didn't have a reason to be complaining about their working conditions.
Hi, my name is Antonio. Now I'm going to tell you about our favorite activity from what we learned about Labor Day. After studying the history, our teacher asked us if people are still getting paid poorly and not getting treated fairly. We all answered yes. We all know that many of our parents and people in our community are treated unfairly and don't make enough money to pay the bills. We decided to study a protest at McDonald's that was happening in the fall in many cities. We first visited McDonald's website to learn its perspective. It said that workers have health insurance, vacation, good pay, and work fair hours. Then we visited a website made by protesters of McDonald's and learned about their perspective of work, which was very different. They said that they didn't get paid enough, worked too much, and couldn't make enough money to support their family. Finally, we did some math and realized that someone working 8 hours a day, making the minimum wage in Albuquerque, would have a hard time paying their bills each month, and with a family, it would be almost impossible.
My name is Christian, and I'm here to tell you about Labor Day event and history. Learning the two perspectives about Labor Day is important because there are always at least two sides of any event or history.
When Ms. Sox asked us what we knew about Mexico Independence Day, we told her that Independence Day was only celebrated in United States on July 4th. We learned that it's important to learn about different perspectives of the Mexico Independence Day because it helped us understand what really happened in 1810 and why.
Hello, my name is Esteban Quintana. This is the Mexican Independence Day started on September 16, 1810. Independence was necessary because Spain had conquered many countries in Latin America, like Mexico, Colombia, Chile, Argentina, and Guatemala. One perspective of this history is from the Mexican people and a preacher named Miguel Hidalgo. He was protesting with his people so Spain would leave Mexico because later the Spanish system wanted to keep their power in their hands and treated the Mexicans and indigenous people very badly. The independence movement started in 1810 and didn't end until 1821. In the end, Mexico won its independence. Miguel Hidalgo never knew this because he was captured and hung when he marched from Dolores to the capital of Mexico with his people. He was a martyr to the Mexican people and believed to be very brave.
My name is Martin, and I want to talk about the Mexicans' perspective and the Spanish perspective. The Mexican people's perspective was that the Spanish people didn't respect them. They thought the Spanish didn't treat Mexicans like humans. They treated them like animals and robbed their land. The Spanish didn't give them what they needed, like houses, land, money for their hard work or equality. The Spanish people treated the Mexicans poorly, and that's why the Mexican Revolution began. On the other hand, the Spanish thought that the Mexicans didn't do what the Spanish wanted them to do, like mine gold or other materials for them. The Spanish thought the Mexicans were different from them and were against them. They saw the Mexican people as dirty, poor, and uneducated and thought they were helping the Mexicans. They thought they were doing a favor for the Mexican people and giving them jobs, bringing them religion, and by teaching them the Spanish way of life.
Yo, this is David. People from Albuquerque, we learned about the Independence Day by doing lots of activities. We drew pictures to symbolize, represent the difference between the poor in Mexico and the rich from Spain.
Then we drew pictures to represent Independence Day in Mexico. I drew an eagle eating a snake on a cactus branch. Finally, we made Independence Day birds to hang up in the class with papel picado wings. We learned that the society in Mexico during this time was divided. There was a very small group of people who controlled and owned the majority of the land. The people didn't have equal rights, and that's where the independence movement started.
Hidalgo estado querido, que yo conocí primero, que yo conocí primero. Hidalgo estado querido, tierra donde yo he nacido, y que soy un guapanguero, alegre y muy divertido, cantándoles con esmero. Ay la la la.
Hi, my name is Jorge. When our teacher asked us about Christopher Columbus, we thought that Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas. We also thought that Christopher Columbus was a hero from Spain and that he should be celebrated and that he should be an honored man. We believe that he built three boats named the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria.
Hi, my name is Roxana. We learned some different perspectives about Columbus travels. Some of the history is that the Taino people lived on the Caribbean island where Columbus, his men, landed in 1492. The perspective we imagined from the Taino people is that Columbus was a selfish man. The Taino believed that he only cared about robbing gold and silver for himself and Spain. The Taino also don't believe that Christopher Columbus really discovered the Americas, because you can discover a place where people already live. The facts is only 200 Tainos survived out of 300,000 that lived there when the Spanish arrived. The Taino perspective doesn't think that Christopher Columbus is a hero. Columbus' perspective is very different. He and Spain felt that they were going to help the Tainos, just like the Spanish thought when they were in Mexico. They wanted to teach them a better life, which in their eyes was the Spanish way. They didn't value the Taino culture, language, or traditions, and wanted to change them and use them as slaves to help the country of Spain gain more power.
My name is Sarai. In the activities we did, we read about Christopher Columbus and the perspective of the Spanish people. We read about why Christopher Columbus should be honored and remembered. We read a little children's book, and it said that Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. The second book we read was called Encounter. It talked about the perspective of the Tainos. We read that Christopher Columbus enslaved the Tainos, and if they didn't work, Christopher Columbus and his men cut their hands. Christopher Columbus did that when they didn't find enough gold mining their land for Spain. Tainos were also taken to Spain. The last activity we did was to hold a trial and debate with another class. Each class represented different perspectives during this time in history. For example, one group was King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella from Spain, and another was San Bartolomé de las Casas. We all had to defend ourselves and accuse others. It was fun because we debated and them voted on who was most guilty for all of the Taino's death. In the end, we voted that Christopher Columbus's men were the most guilty.
My name is Daniel. During the trial, we also had to decide if Columbus was a hero and deserves a holiday in honor of him. We decided that after learning all the different perspectives that Christopher Columbus was not a hero and does not deserve a special holiday. Perspectives was very important when we studied about this history because it taught us many truths that we had never even imagined before.
Walk in my shoes,
walk in my shoes,
do what I do.